Carmen Villarma, who was born and raised here in Wrangell, and Dennis Pavlina approached Kim Cobalt about 4 years ago with a desire to give something back to the community of Wrangell.
So we brainstormed for a while about some of the wants and needs in the Park Rec department. We finally came up with replacing the Shoemaker shelter with a bigger, newer facility.
Villarma and Pavlina were adamant about having the community of Wrangell's input on the proposed project, even though the city and borough of Wrangell will be spending $0 on it. They had already solicited many community members' ideas and thoughts on what a new Shoemaker shelter should entail. Cobalt received approval from the Wrangell Planning and Zoning Commission in September on the condition that a public hearing be held to allow input from community members unaware of the proposed project.
We held a public meeting hearing on Wednesday, October 1st.
Some of the ideas brought up at that meeting were having running water available inside, coil garage doors, balusters installed in various locations to keep vehicles out, and plexiglass or Lexan used for the windows. Cobalt has already received the Wrangell Parks and Rec Board's approval for the Shoemaker shelter replacement, and they also approved it at last week's City and Borough Council meeting. Although the final architectural plans have not been officially approved yet, there is a blueprint available to review.
We do have blueprints over here in the pool lobby, and I encourage anybody that wants to come over and look at the plan. But it's 44 by 60 is the dimensions, so it's quite a bit bigger, probably at least double the size of the existing shelter.
The placement of the shelter will change a bit. After the stream bank stabilization is finished, they will have more room to work with, and they'll be able to move it towards the beach. The plans show a fire pit in the middle of the building, with access on two opposite sides, so that two groups can utilize it at the same time. Also in the plans are lots of windows. Three large windows on the water side and two smaller windows on both the park and creek sides. Two roll-up garage doors are proposed on the road side and one each on the creek and beach side also. The idea is to have the option of allowing the shelter to be open or closing it up on those days that we may just want to look at what Mother Nature is doing through the glass. Villarma and Pavlina are paying to replace the Shoemaker shelter, and work is scheduled to begin in the spring of 2009. There are also a few other improvements that are scheduled. These improvements are being paid for with leftover money from the Resource Advisory Committee funding from the Stream Bank Restoration.
There's going to be some new parking areas. So we're going to have to haul some rock in. We'll put some topsoil in, plant some grass, and cordon off some areas just for picnic tables and fire rings and that sort of thing. And I think it's going to look pretty sharp when it's all done.
The improvements will not affect the current structures on the property, and the driveway will remain the same. Cobalt wants to assure Wrangell residents of one last thing.
And another thing that a lot of people might be concerned about is the beach access. From the very beginning, I have stipulated that that needs to stay there, because a lot of people use that beach for clam digging. I know I just saw a couple people down there at low tide getting seaweed for their garden. People go down there quite a bit, and that will be maintained.